if it were to be at the final degree of Leo before it entered Virgo. That's a very strong energy. And that specific degree of Leo is very noted in astrology, the final degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it is interesting to think it could be that. And then Mercury in Virgo, of course, would be in rulership. And that would give him a Sun in rulership in Leo and then a Mercury in rulership in Virgo, as Mercury is at home in Virgo. So two different ways to look at it. Does his Mercury answer to a Sun, or is Mercury answering to itself in its home sign of Virgo? And he kind of has those two planets answering to themselves at a bit of a standoff, giving him a bit of a more dynamic personality.
Mm-hmm.
But what really adds to the mix is he also has Jupiter in Sagittarius, also in rulership. So we know for sure this man has two planets in rulership, both in fire signs. Jupiter is at home in Sagittarius. This makes a person who is very, very self-motivated and driven to do what they want. They often have a clear idea of their own success and what they want to do to accomplish their dreams and what they want to study, what they want to learn about. It makes me believe he would be very, very sure of himself that way. And then there's also the possibility with his moon. The moon was in Gemini that day, but then it entered Cancer sometime between 8 and 9 p.m. So it's another unknown with his chart. It's interesting when you look at a day like this, sometimes there's not any significant movement that day. And then sometimes you have a case like this where the planets moved quite a bit that day into different signs and you're not sure. And you're kind of looking at it thinking, I wonder what the case is with this guy. What is where?
Mm-hmm.
And if the moon did enter Cancer, he would have four planets in rulership. And that would make a person who is just pulled in many different directions to do so many different things. And it's really interesting to think about that.